This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on the progress on payday lending and the digital divide in Canada. Like clockwork, the Acorn Canada staff continues their tradition of mid-December, year-in, year-begin meetings. Getting snowbound in Montreal one year and caught again another year in Niagara Falls convinced them that perhaps meeting in the USA made sense, and given plane fares was actually cheaper. Several years ago, we managed to meet in Miami on the coldest day ever for that time of year. The other advantage of such locations has been the opportunity to meet with organizations on the U.S. side and compare notes, pick up tips, and generally keep current in the work. This year found the crew in mid-20-degree temps in Chicago. Meetings with Kim Bobo, Executive Director of Interfaith Workers Justice, Lawrence Benito, the ED of Illinois Refugee and Immigrant Rights Coalition, one of the leaders in the fight for immigration reform, and Ed Sherna, Executive Director of the unique and activist Chicago Coalition of the Homeless, should add spice to the meetings as well. Listening throughout the day of the reports from the offices, it was clear 2014 had been another banner year for Acorn Canada. Almost 7,000 members of their 70,000 were full payers on bank drafts, giving the organization almost $200,000 of steady dues income to power the program. The likelihood of a federal election next year also provided a fertile field for discussion about how Acorn can bundle our issues and leverage the campaign. I may not have been in the United Kingdom, but it sounded like the same discussion. Perhaps the most interesting measures of progress were found in listening to the reports from the offices, where solid work on both local and national issues was yielding big wins. Scott Nunn, reporting from British Columbia, detailed a breakthrough in a new locally-based strategy to stem the advance of predatory payday lending operations. After preliminary discussions, the City Council in Surrey passed a zoning restriction, pushing such stores away and limiting the numbers possible in our neighborhoods, almost preempting our campaign. We're also heavily engaged in this fight in neighboring Burnaby, so that could be the next city to fall. Shay Inzera surprised everyone with a report from Nova Scotia, the newest Acorn Canada outpost, with details on discussions and negotiations with cable internet provider Eastlink, who seemed ready to not only implement our $10 internet access plan, but to extend the program outside of public housing to the general neighborhoods. The likely April consideration of the internet access by the Federal Commission could find itself under real pressure by the Rogers Telecom plan for access we'd won earlier in Toronto and now the Eastlink breakthrough. TELUS had seemed to be moving in British Columbia as well, but has stalled. Acorn Canada may see an opportunity to expand the fight for the internet to be regulated as a public utility in the north as well. Ottawa continued to win the staff awards for activity and took the prize after spirited competition. Toronto is leading with more work on an exciting initiative to increase the living wage. The coming convention in June in Montreal should see Acorn Canada expanding the organization there in 2014 and meeting hundreds coming to make decisions for the organization. I hated to have to leave the meeting early. There's great work happening in the north. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.